score.
The Thank host you. Of The Bachelor, Osher Ginsburg. Osh.
Oh, team.
It's back.
How are you, mate?
I'm good, actually. I'm actually really good. I'm feeling good about tonight. I'm feeling excited because there's actual visual documentation that I actually left my house. We got on a plane. Like, there was this time when I was able, because the airport's more than 5 kilometers from my house, I was actually able to drive to the airport, get on a plane, and fly to another state.
How was that?
We've really
Mate, that sounds so good.
We've really lowered the bar on a good time now, haven't we?
Yeah. Yeah. Went to the airport.
I got to the border control at the Northern Territory when we landed.
Gave him a rose.
Airport. No, buddy, you know what they did to me? They say, welcome to Northern Territory. Would you like a vaccine? We're offering it to anyone that visits. Oh, so I'm like, you guys have got it together. This is back in May. I'm like, you guys have got it together.
Did you take one? Why not?
I didn't because I had to shoot that day.
Oh, yeah. Knock you around a bit.
Now, look, it's worth it, mate. Give me some of that freedom juice, Cody. Give me both arms at the same time.
I've had Get one. 5G. I'm half a hero.
Get 10G in both arms. Perfect.
I'll take it.
Now, Osh, you know we're taking from your very successful show because we have been conducting our very own Batchy Bubble here on our radio show.
It's the Batchy Bubble. We'll find you love when you're in lockdown. It's no trouble. Before you know it, you're in a wedding gown.
Now, Osh, last week we found attempted to find love for Lauren. That didn't work out well. We'll move on from that. But now we have Dane in our Batchy Bubble. Dane, welcome to the love guru himself, Osher.
G'day, Osher. How are you going?
Yeah, I'm mate, I'm all right. I'm all good. We're going to try to get you away from silly swiping. We're going to try and get you an actual connection here.
Yeah, this sounds perfect, I reckon. I'm really excited for this.
I know. Well, because when Osh has a prediction or believes something, it does. You want to go with what he says. Now, he is going to listen to some dates, Osh. So this was Dane meeting Amanda on Monday.
What would your ideal date be?
I'm assuming this is outside of lockdown.
Outside of lockdown, yes. Of course.
You know, maybe spending the day going for a hike followed by a drink and a meal.
That sounds perfect.
Ooh, okay, Osh. I'm going to move on now to Mila, Dane's second date.
What do you look for in a partner, Mila?
I'm looking for that partner in crime that we're going to be doing activities every day. We're just pushing each other, challenge each other. So good company.
Ooh. Yeah, absolutely. That sounds perfect.
And then finally, yesterday, there was Ruby.
So I am vegan, but I just want to know, Dane, how you feel about people who are vegan.
Your dietary requirements are completely your option. I'm happy for my partner to eat whatever they want.
Now, Osh, what are you vibing on those 3 dates? We'd love for your insight.
Well, look, I don't know, Dane. How did I go? Let me just see. You said my predictions are amazing, Fifi. How did I go last week?
The guy bailed, didn't he?
Yeah,
he
bailed. Unfortunately.
Yeah,
so far,
Dane, I've done a terrible job.
That's not on you, though.
No, that wasn't you. You picked her, and Lauren went with him, yeah. Sam. We all agreed him, but he
was too young.
I picked the guy that bailed. Yeah. I did a terrible job.
Okay.
So take this for what you will, mate. But and I'm sure Mila's lovely, but maybe I'm just a bit flinchy from previous experience of someone who's looking for someone who wants to do crime together. It's not for me. All right. I've seen too many episodes of Mr. In Between. I'd like to stay out of the big house.
Now, what did you think of the other two?
Well, I was going to say that I've eaten plants for my whole, like for the last 20 years, I've only ever eaten plants. My wife, Audrey, though, she's Fijian, which I don't know if you've ever been to Fiji. That's the technical opposite of veganism. Like, if there's a shadow, they'll eat it. And we have a great time. But I would say to you that if you want to start exploring new things, like what do you want to put in your mouth is your business. But if you want to go on an adventure, as far as your taste is concerned, this may be a whole new uncharted territory. I always like to think, go into a relationship that challenges you because otherwise there's no personal growth. So I'm going to lean on the last lady.
That's who I Ruby. Said again. Mate, I said Ruby too. We've got something
Yeah,
in
I said Ruby. Osher, because wow. Osher's into fitness and yeah. vegan, so.
Well, thank wow. you very much, Osh. Can we just hear Dane? What do you think about that?
Yeah, I'll take it on board. Like, it's been an absolute hard decision. Like, all three ladies have been absolutely amazing to speak to. I'm really struggling. I am. So thank you for your input, Osher. I'll take that on board.
I'm just going to say, I've done this job for a lot. 16 seasons of Bachelor and Bachelorette. I'm going to tell you this, and this goes for any relationship. If you go for what you've always gone for, you're going to get what you've always got. And if you're still single, it's because you've gone for what you've always gone for. So go for something you've never gone for before. Try something new. Ooh. That's what I'm saying, man.
Great, I love this.
Does that apply for people in a relationship?
I don't know, Feb. It may go like apply more to extra.
I was just asking for a friend. A friend.
You're a brave man. And Osh, we love this insight. Tomorrow, Dane will he'll be telling the lucky lady who he's going to go on the date with. And don't forget, catch the Bachelor. It's the big finale tonight. Jimmy's going to pick.
Who's your pick?
Holly.
100% Holly.
We knew it in the first episode. She's $1.01 at Sportsbet. Boom.
Good luck to Brooke, though.
The making process is hilarious. I've been banned from that app, but I will tell you off air.
Okay.
Thanks.